This is Dr. Ross, the Believer's Doctor, and you are listening to the Believer's Medicine Podcast, where we use the Word of God to improve our health and discuss contemporary topics in medicine, as well as ways to prevent common diseases such as diabetes, high blood pressure, stroke, and various cancers. Remember, medicine is a rapidly changing field. Therefore, the information contained within this show may have changed by the time you are listening to this podcast. Also, this podcast should be used for educational purposes only and not to diagnose or treat a particular symptom or illness. If you have questions regarding a disease or symptom, please consult your doctor. Let's get started. Today, I would like us to talk about movement changes that can be seen with major depression. Now remember, depression is a formidable opponent and can impact our lives greatly, as well as those who are closest to us. Also, depression can present and appear differently amongst individuals impacted with this disease. There is always a depressed mood or lack in the interest in most, if not all, activities of daily life when we speak about depression. Yet, those with depression can also have changes to eating patterns, weight, and energy level. Let us find out more about another and less commonly known symptom of depression, and that is psychomotor changes. Now, those dealing with depression may have psychomotor changes, which speaks to how slow or fast we perform bodily movements and daily functions. There are two types of psychomotor changes, which are psychomotor retardation or psychomotor agitation. Psychomotor retardation is the slowing of body movements. Those with psychomotor retardation may speak or think slowly. They feel sluggish. Everyday actions and movements, such as preparing coffee, is done at a slowed pace. On the other hand, those with depression may also have psychomotor agitation, which is the speeding up of body movements. Those with psychomotor agitation can appear fidgety, restless, or paced with worry. Regardless of your symptoms of depression, this disease will have no effect on you, for God will restore your soul and lead you on a path for His name's sake. Psalm 23:3. Sluggishness and agitation will fall away as you give thanks for the day the Lord has made. Psalm 118:24. There is a great promise awaiting you. Recall to your mind the mercy of God. In this, you will have hope. His compassion will not fail you. See Lamentations chapter 3, verses 21 to 22. Thank you for listening to our episode on symptoms of depression, changes in movement, psychomotor changes. Remember, you can follow us on Instagram or Facebook. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find out more about us at thebelieversdoctor.com. I'll see you soon.